With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the Steel Wars call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And for the next 90 or so minutes, we will be talking Star Wars. And with a focus on Force Friday, which is today. Happy Force Friday, everyone. Merry Force Friday. I'm not sure how you meant to say it, but say it so regularly that your friends and family want nothing to do with you in the future. And we'll also be after your calls on your favorite new merch. We had a absolute gamut of product releases yesterday, and I'm sure you've got your faves, and we'd like you to call in and share those with us. If you are listening live, you can do that on 646-668-8360. If you are not in America and don't have an amazing telephone plan, I would Skype in. And you just have to add a plus one to that whole deal. So plus one, 646-668-8360. If you are streaming live, I believe that number is above your screen. And the chat room is open. If you want to hang out there with Charlie and Emily, that sounds like a fun deal. For some reason, which is weird, we've got a lot more people on hold than we have in the chat room. Normally, it's the opposite. But I'm glad our lines are loaded, as we're loaded with a top shelf co-host, my buddy, your buddy, from the Bad Motivators and the man that has to chop up this podcast every week with any little glitch that might come his way. Welcome to the call-in show. Welcome back, actually, Eric Struthers.
Thanks for having me on, man. Really looking forward to it.
My pleasure. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit less intense than the last time you were a co-host.
Well, it's already off to a good start because I can hear you about 1,000 times better.
Okay, Eric was manning the switchboard when, for some silly reason, I tried to do a call-in show while I was going through security at D23 at night. So, not the best idea for clarity and stuff, but we got there. Now, a few things to get out of the way before we get going. I want to give a special shout out to our buddy Johnny Grasso, who's having an awful week with the loss of his beloved dog Chewbacca. Johnny from the Rogue One podcast for Winners is a great friend to podcasting and Star Wars fans. And it sucks, man. It really sucks. Especially sucks that, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, the Force Friday stuff might lift his spirits a little bit, which sometimes we all lean upon Star Wars to see us through dark times. But he's got a beautiful, loving family that all miss their dog, Chewbacca. And we look forward to having Johnny back being his exuberant self on iTunes and the internet. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, man, that's a tough thing. You know, anybody who's ever had a pet that, you know, he had Chewbacca forever. And you could tell that just from listening to him talk on Rogue One, how much he loved that dog. And I feel so badly for him.
But we love you, Johnny, and we look forward to having you back in high spirits, but still enjoying the warm memories of Chewbacca. Now, in Steel Wars world, we've had, I think, a pretty good couple of weeks of podcasts. We had the Kyle Newman, and then we had the Bereznikin episode. Did you enjoy those, Eric?
Oh, both of them, man. They're really good.
And this week we had Horst Burkhardt on, and next Tuesday we've got Amy Ratcliffe from the Lattes with Leia podcast, and of course is a celebration stage host and writer for StarWars.com and Nerdist. And on the supporter page, the Patreon supporter page, went up today, we had Gonk Droids, Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor. It's me. I'm in the name as well. And we did a bit of a crazy blog pod from Force Friday. How did you find that one, Eric?
Oh, man, I loved it. I could picture myself being there. And I tell you what, as somebody who really enjoys some salty language, it was right up my alley.
Yeah, well, there is a language warning at the beginning. As when you've got Gonk Droid and a couple of beers, it's sketchy territory. So that went straight up. But this is what we're doing over the September month. Eric, my computer is not well, Eric. Every copy and paste of audio is taking longer and longer, so I've got to get a new laptop. So raise some funds on the Patreon page and to encourage people just to sign up for the month for $3, I'm going to try to do one piece of audio content for every day in September. That is my challenge. That is my challenge.
That is a lofty goal, man.
I know. I've tried it once. I tried it in December once, and it just got too hectic. But I think the actual Star Wars premiere got in the way of that. But we do the Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor. We do the Making Steel Wars show. We're making Star Wars' Jason Ward. I do Q&As. And I'm also going to do some news coverage to fill out the extra days. And as well, you get the bonus show in this. You get an extra 45 minutes, as well as full access to all our old episodes. We only leave the last 25 interview episodes up in full. So you can go back and listen to Nathan Hamill or Leonard Moulton, or, you know, all those great classic episodes. So if you enjoy the podcast year round and you've got $3 to spare, and at the same time, you're going to have a month of content, I would very much appreciate you going to patreon.com/Steel Wars. You can sign up, and I'm not sure how it works on Patreon. If you can just sign up and wait, I think as soon as it says it's processed, then you can sign up if you only want to do it for the month. But I would very much appreciate that. If you want to contribute in a larger way, there's other tiers, or there is the T-shirts. We just got our new batch of T-shirts. And I've actually got this giant box next to me for you, Eric. It's got a few toys in it. Man, packing up toys, that is a hassle. I like the t-shirt boxes are so much better. I very much love the United States Postal Service's little fold together boxes. It is pretty sweet. The chat room, as a fundraising thing, they want me to organize a sexy Krennic calendar, which I don't know. It's an oxymoron, because any calendar with Krennic is sexy, in my opinion, with the great man Mendo, Ben Mendelsohn. So yeah, we've also got the T-shirts in as well, and they are shipping out. I've been going to the post office every day with my little boxes, and there's a bunch of them. You check them out at steelwars.com. It's hard to describe a T-shirt, but they're fun. They're fun little parody T-shirts. So, Eric, let's talk Force Friday. Let's get into it. Did you head out at midnight?
I did. I hit a target that I think three in the metro St. Louis area were doing well, they said midnight opening, but they actually just stayed open. You know, their normal close time is 11. They just stayed open until 2. Went there, and it was a great, great haul, man. Did well.
What'd you get?
Well, my strategy was only stuff I would open. You know, it's like, I've got enough stuff in boxes, man. I'm getting stuff that I can play with and to help soften the blow with my wife, Amanda, by just how much I spent was stuff that the kids can play with me. So
that's very big of you, Eric.
Yeah. Well, we saw the Lego movie this past weekend, and I'm like, yeah, that's a message I need to absorb right there. But anyway, side note. So
you dropped $800 on a Millennium Falcon.
Oh,
I wish. Family's never been happier.
I wish, man. Yeah, that would be something to have. And if anybody's, you know, thinking, man, I really should get something for Christmas. Yeah, that's on the list if you want to get that. Well, I got the mechanical Porg. I got the 6-inch scale race speeder and the land speeder for Henry to play with, my little boy.
Nice.
And then old Luke, Ray, and Thrawn to open, you know. And
did you have Thrawns at yours?
Yeah, they had several of them actually. And okay. What else?
And was that at Target, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, because we were at Toys R Us, and Tony the Gonk Droid was desperately after a Thrawn, and we could not find one, like, even in, I don't know, is this weird? When people have got their trolleys, and they're sort of, like, you know, going through it, taking stock and stuff, like, I went up to 3 different people, and I just sort of said, oh, can I just have, like, I said, oh, I don't want it, can I just have a look at that? And they, like, 2 of them were really cool. They were just like, yeah, man, have a look, yeah, because I just want to read the back of the boxes and stuff.
Right.
One guy was like, really, really, no. And I'm like, I said, okay, I don't want any of it. I've got everything I want, ever. So... But anyway, I don't know. Is that a thing that people would take someone's toy out of their trolley and run off with it? Is that a common occurrence?
Well, I mean, apparently enough that somebody guarded against it, you know.
But yeah, we didn't see any Thrawns. Even I think at the end of the blog pod, we talked to a guy that was pretty much up the front because he had everything. And
right.
he said he didn't see any Thrawns. He even had the BB-8 playset that folded out into the Super Star Destroyer or whatever that's meant to be, with Snoke sitting at the top.
How was that in person? Like, open? Did you get to see it open?
Nah, he just had it. He just had it boxed. He wasn't reckless enough to open it up in the Toys R Us car park. Oh, but Toys R Us did have that 2-kid land speeder. You know, the $500 one.
Yes. How many did you get?
I've got a fleet. I would love to drive down. I just live off the Sunset Strip. And what a ride to cruise down that with.
That would be pretty sweet.
Oh, so good. But someone did buy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You followed them home, right?
No, they were too fast. They're land speeder. So you've what did you miss out? Like, what were you sort of hoping to see maybe that you can get?
Well, one of the things I kind of wanted to get was the Target exclusive. I think it's called the Executioner Trooper.
Yep.
And there was just enough of them there. I met these really cool people, and I wish I would have got their names. And it's just a random chance they happen to listen to this. Just, hey, thanks for being so great. The way they organized the thing was pretty weird. Like, we were there with like 3 or 4 other people a long time before anybody else showed up. And they let us browse around, but then they sort of made everybody line up not in an official line starts here kind of way, but just everybody stand in a row so we can keep track of you in this store. And I'm like, all the people who are coming in afterwards are closer to the good stuff now than we are. And so I talked to him and said, hey, look, there was one old Jedi Master Luke over there. I said, if you guys don't want him, but you can go over there and you can grab him for me, that'd be great. And so I was going to try to get them one of those stormtroopers, but they got him, no problem. But then there wasn't enough. I didn't end up getting one of those. But I did score the Luke. They brought me the one that we had seen, but I'd already found one. But that was really cool of them. Other than that, man, they pretty much had it all.
It's still not enough. Do you know what I mean? I just don't think they should be sold out after. Like, I know it's the immediate rush, but what are you selling for the next week?
Well, that is true, man. I went to the Target closest to me this morning, and it was at 9, you know, so they had been open for an hour at that point, and it looked pretty banged up, you know. You had your nerds get in there first thing, and it's going to look like that for probably a solid couple weeks.
Yeah, it boggles my mind. And because I've got like a long history in retail, that they just don't stock enough stock to last. Like it's one thing, like at our one, we're at Toys R Us, and I think people left relatively happy. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there's nothing left. Like, not a figure. Like, there would not be a Black Series or a 3 3/4 inch figure left on the rack. And I don't know. It's just strange. Like, I remember, and I know it's the Phantom Menace. It was a lot different. But I remember going to the Toys R Us launch of that in Australia. And it was, for one thing, just pegs. Pegs and pegs and pegs of those figures. And like, while people were shopping that night at midnight, like the staff were bringing out more boxes and just like pouring them into like bins. You know what I mean? Like those middle of the thing bins, which I guess isn't right. That good if you're a mint on mint card collector. But yeah, it just boggles my mind, that whole, like, the money getting left on the table by just not having that, like, when people are hot to buy stuff, and they're hot to buy stuff, like, at that midnight thing, and then for the next week, and if they're not getting new stock, like, a couple of times a week, I don't know, it just seems like, if I was a Disney shareholder or a Hasbro shareholder, well, then I don't know what I'd do either. I'd just complain about it on an internet radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're already halfway there then.
Bang! All right. Let us go to one extra cool thing about being a patron is you get to get a fast pass to call in earlier. Beat the rush. But I do like to go for the first person on hold each week. Quite often it is a Patreon person either. Anyway, but I don't think it is today. It is 206. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi there. Steel?
Hey. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. This is Brandon Baker.
Brandon, how you doing, man?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Where are you calling from, Brandon?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle. Did you head out last night?
Head out last night. My first time ever doing a midnight toy run of any kind in my life. I didn't know what I was doing. Got in line, surrounded by a bunch of parents and families. I didn't showed up too late for the hardcore fanboys. So I was an island among bunches of families. At a Toys R Us, was able to get the T-shirt and the poster, and literally within like the first 15 minutes of it, the store pretty much already looked decimated and taken down from like the Black Series of the Praetorian Guard that I was interested in, and already kind of like picked over in a very, very short amount of time. But I was able to get in there and Got my Jedi Master Luke 3¾.
Nice.
3¾ Praetorian Guard with Rey. The two sisters, Paige and Rose. And the one thing that I'm really keen on, the Lego Kylo Ren TIE Fighter.
Nice. Ooh. Have you started snapping that bad boy together?
I have not put that together yet. I got later on in the day, I went and got... when I saw Force Awakens, I got really excited with all the nostalgia about the X-Wings and the Millennium Falcons. This movie, all of the First Order stuff is piquing my interest and getting me really interested. So I went and bought that Praetorian Guard in the Lego Build'em figure thing. It's like a 9-inch or something like that, where you assemble the figure like you would a Lego. That's all I've done so far. I think that's my weekend project. He's going to be building Kylo Ren's TIE Fighter or TIE Silencer.
Silence. You got to whisper it though. Silence. That's the spirit. And what's your pick of the merch of all the releases?
The thing that I saw that I didn't get a chance to grab, but somebody else got ahead of me, was the Black Series Tatooine Luke with his land speeder.
Oh.
Nice. I saw somebody with that and I got very jealous, but there was none left. But right now the thing that my daughter is enjoying a whole lot is the not the Comtech chips thing, but the little wristband thing to make the action figures talk.
Oh, okay. So you've got the wristband?
Got the wristband, came with Kylo Ren, and it works on all of the new figures. I'm a little frustrated that Mark Hamill might be one of the most dominant names in voice acting, and he's not doing the voice of Luke Skywalker on the figure.
Oh, really?
That does not. I know my Luke Skywalker, and that doesn't sound like Mark Hamill.
I always think that. You know, if they, I don't know how this thing, like, it, to me, it just seems like you can get clips out of the movie and put them in there. I don't think that costs any extra as far as licensing. I don't know if anyone has any input on that. But if they ever need a poor man's Luke Skywalker voice, that Nathan Hamill, he's always up for a bit of spare cash. Get him in. You can do a pretty good young Luke. You get him to say R2 and it sounds exactly the same, which is sometimes very weird when you're talking to him. But I had heard that someone had like got their hands on a Kylo. I think it might have been a 12-inch talking figure and they were saying it wasn't him. So I don't know why you'd... Like, doesn't having...
Do they have license royalties for the actor?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a different rule with having like a voice and your likeness, but you think that, I don't know if there's some union, you know, like some actors, you know, the Screen Actors Guild has got like a rule around that or what, but you'd think it's all just signed away with your likeness, like the lines that you say in a movie, but I don't know. Cause it just doesn't make sense, does it? In this day and age.
Not at all. Yeah.
Of all the day and ages that we've had.
Well, yeah, you would assume better. That with the permission with the visual likeness, you think the voice would be, who cares, you know?
Well, do you know what that worries me? Is I only purchased one thing last night, and it was the Hasbro Porg, and he's here now. And wait there, little Porgy, talk. Come on, Poggy. I love this thing so much. And all right, be quiet now, buddy. And what if that's not an actual Porg from the movie? Who knows what sort of second-rate Porg voice I'm getting here? Hey? I want authentic Porg. This dude will not shut up, by the way.
Didn't they change BB-8's voice from one of the trailers to what was actually in the movie?
Yeah.
Well,
that sounds... Yeah, but the thing about that Hasbro Porg, I didn't know this, Eric, when I bought it, because I think you've got the same one. It walks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, it's a scene.
So if you go to, if you're on Instagram, I think it's probably the last thing I Instagrammed at Steel Wars, my Porg met my cat, and my cat was not that interested. Jerry did not get that into it, but it's a fun video, nevertheless. Is there anything else that you're going to be hunting for over the next month, Brandon?
The thing that I'm going to keep on waffling on is the Sphero R2-D2. I've seen them. They're a little bit outside what I was willing to pay money on. I bought the BB-8 Sphero, and it's basically on the nightstand next to my bed. The Sphero R2-D2 can, like, stomp his feet and fall to the ground like a Jawa just blasted him. I keep on going back and forth. Is it going to be BB-8 all over again? But this is R2-D2. The Sphero R2-D2 is really the thing calling my name. I've seen the $800 Lego Millennium Falcon, and I'm never going to fit that in my home. But I could fit that Sphero R2-D2 really nicely if I would actually play around with it.
I would say, I saw that they were doing the R2-D2, and I was like, okay. But when I saw that you make the leg drop down and he goes into three-wheel mode and then go, I was just like, oh, that is actually pretty cool. I'm about that. Is it in the correct scale with BB-8? It seems like R2-D2 is a bit big. Am I wrong or right? God, I hope I'm right. I love being right.
It seemed a little bit big to me. The only thing I saw and was the promotional video. But it does look like R2-D2 is a little bit bigger. And I mean, honestly, I'm guessing that they needed that space just to fit the mechanics of, moving that third leg down and all of that stuff. Just to house it alone, they had to make him bigger.
Yeah, that's what I... Ooh. Interesting. And I did see the R2-D2s out at Target last night, and they also had the, is it BB-9 something something? Which
9E.
9E. All right. It's going to take me a couple of podcasts to remember that one. Hey, Brandon, thanks so much for your call, man. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll be talking to you.
Cheers. Really good to hear that people are having a good time. My Patreon thing's being a little bit weird. 347. Okay, I believe we've got 347. Emily Lind, is this you?
Yes, it is. Hi, Phil. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how are you doing, Emily?
I'm good. I spent more money than I was supposed to, but I got some good Star Wars stuff, so I'm happy.
Nice. So you're in New York. Where did you head to?
I didn't do anything last night except, like, I hit up Amazon. Because anything that I would go to, like, there's a couple Targets, but, like, the trains run badly late at night. So anywhere I went, it'd be, like, an hour and a half to get home from. I'm like, I have to work. So I did Amazon for my port and a couple of
and
pops.
How were the queues there?
You know what? They were not too long at all. It was nice and quick. But it also means that I don't get my stuff until next week.
I'll be over Porg by then.
I didn't know the Porg walked until I saw your video with Jerry. Like, I knew that it moved its wings, but I didn't know it did the little walk, and now I'm kind of scared of it.
Oh, my God.
It's the most adorable thing ever. My little girl, we found out it walked sort of by accident. was that the Switch is a two position. I think one is like the demo mode where I think it only makes sound and moves its arms. It doesn't move the legs. But she had it up on the dining room table. And once she realized it, she just kept setting it off over and over and had it like run into her arms and hug it. It was, oh my God, I wish I could have found it. It was so cute.
Oh, and then I hit up Hallmark.com and bought all of the Itty Bitties.
Ooh, yeah, I haven't done my Itty Bitty run. I looked for them in person, but I don't know, like Toys R Us and Target, do they stock them in America?
I've had problems finding them basically anywhere but Hallmark stores, and most of the ones that they put up are pre-order. Like, they, Finn and BB9E are shipping right away, but everything else is pre-order, some of them later this month, some of them not until December.
What's your pick of the Itty Bitties?
Well, I'm happy they finally did a Finn. They did a general Leia in the Last Jedi costume that looks pretty good. They have an online only, at least I think it's online only, Snoke and Praetorian Guard set. But my favorite is the Maz Kanata. Like, it's so adorable with the little goggles and everything.
And good colors as well. She's got, like, her outfit and her skin tone make for good contrast.
Yeah, like that little like pop of color from the blue shirt is really nice.
Yeah, I can't go past that Snoke one. I've got a bit of Snoke fever at the moment. I really want that. I think it's GameStop, the six inch Snoke on the throne. All about that.
Yeah, I looked at the pre-order on that, and I almost pulled the trigger, but I only have like two Black Series right now, and I'm afraid if I get any more, then I'm gonna keep getting them.
Yeah, I hear that. I've only got the Comic Con exclusive like preview figures, but I don't know, just Snoke on his throne. Snoke's given me so much, Emily. I just feel like I should give
that's
back.
That's true.
He's so bad. What do you guys make of this whole secrecy thing up until the Thursday? Like, there was, you know, there were some things that I hadn't seen, but the vast majority of it I'd seen leaked within 2 weeks of Comic-Con. It just seems like they're ignoring the internet and how the internet works, and it's sort of like, get ahead of it and you guys release it, you know, at Comic-Con or whatever, so we can celebrate it then, rather than this some site posts it then takes it down, but it's still everywhere over the internet, sort of like it's in shops. It was in shops and they hadn't announced.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Product yet? What do you guys make of that?
I personally thought it was weird. I wonder, you know, how are they supposed to generate excitement for this thing? And that's why, on one hand, I'm sort of glad, because there wasn't a million people there last night. I think when my buddy Lucas and I, which that's a whole other story, when we walked in there, it was about 10 till 11. And there's like five of us total at that point. And by the time it was go time, there was maybe 35, 40 people or so. But I think they had been, you know, pounding the pavement with, here's what's coming, we would have seen more people.
Well, yeah, because people who buy toys, like, I mean, especially who are going to a midnight thing, like, want to go in with a game plan. Like, here's a list of everything that's coming out, and I'm going to get, like, these, you know, 15 to 20 things. But, I mean, especially it's because they're doing a bad job of having things in stock, you wouldn't know that some of this stuff existed.
Yeah. And did you guys, like, go into a Toys R Us or Target beforehand? Like, I'm wondering if they had, like, much preemptive marketing, you know, like, Force Fridays, this Friday, come. Was there much of that? Or?
I was in the Target, like, 2 weeks ago. There was nothing.
Yeah, I go past Target a fair bit because it's one of my shopping hotspots. And yeah, I didn't see any signs or anything like that. I just saw the barrenness of the Rogue One display. Sorry, Eric, what were you going to say?
Well, the Target nearest to me, I'm in there all the time, you know, and I think I was in there maybe Wednesday. Before, there was nothing. I mean, no anything. So it's like you just had to know that it was coming.
So it seems like, I don't know, maybe on StarWars.com there was stuff, but I don't know. It felt like it was more of the fan sites and podcasts that did a lot of the marketing for this one.
Well, the weird thing is, even like this year, I know it's because I was shopping online, I noticed there wasn't even anything online beforehand. Like 2 years ago, and I think for Rogue One as well, Amazon had banners up on their main page like a couple weeks beforehand, being like, oh, Force Friday is coming, like brand new Star Wars toys. This time, it didn't go up until the stuff went up live.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something, I find it really... I don't know what word I want to use. If it's, what's the middle of naive and arrogant? Nerarrogant? It just, I don't know. It's let us have fun with it. Like these boring panels at Comic-Con where it's like, well, guys, we can't say anything about stuff from the new film. But, you know, if you're on the internet in a week and a half, you'll see it all. Don't worry. Someone will leak it out. It's just, this is the third year you've done it in a row. It's crazy. I don't understand it.
It just seems so passive, you know. They're just hoping it all works out somehow. I mean, I guess it did for us.
Yeah, I just don't see why they don't do that. Like, I know they want to do the big sort of, here's all stuff going on, but yeah, maybe do it a week early, like the day of. You know, it was literally the day that people were going to line up. And, like, especially with stuff where you've got, like, this place has got this exclusive, like, I don't know, it just feels like maybe that's something that people would want to plan, like whether they're going to go to a Target or a Toys R Us or Walmart based on the exclusives and stuff. I don't know, but the day of, it just seems a little bit rushed and it doesn't seem like they're getting the bang for their buck as far as, you know, the marketing and the word of mouth. But Emily, what's your pick of everything that came out? What's your golden item?
I didn't get it, but I think the BB-9E Sphero is amazing. And if I didn't have the BB-8 and it, you know, which I played with for like a week after I bought it, and then it's been sitting on my desk since then, like I absolutely would have gotten that because it's a fun toy, but also just really cool looking.
Yeah, I've got the BB-8 and I'm sort of happy with having that as my sort of remembrance of The Force Awakens. And this time I went the Porg. It's my cute little toy that I'm going to play with my cat for a week, and then it's going to sit on my shelf till the end of time.
That $40 was a a 2-week $40, which I'm willing to do.
Wait there. Good boy. Now shush. Shush. Shush, little man. Shush. Oh my God, now he's walking over my desk. No! Sorry, everyone. The pog. I had a loose pog. All right.
If you start getting tired of him. If you start getting tired of him, as soon as the movie comes out, he'll be right back to the file. At least for a little while.
All right. Emily, thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
All righty. Let's go to Aaron from OKC. How you doing, Aaron?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Real good. Did you hit a retailer last night?
Yeah, I went to Target and did the Target thing. And I was like seventh in line, and I showed up at like 11:20. And they had everything just about. Like, I can't think of anything that I saw that they didn't have out. And the main thing I was after was the, I needed a Jedi Master Luke 6-inch and 3 3/4. And I got both of those, no problem. And yeah, I'm happy. I thought that, I thought all the Black Series 6-inch looked really good this round.
Oh, the figures look great. And
yeah, like
I know
Hera looks great. Yeah,
I saw Hera. And I saw an AT-AT driver. It was new. The General Leia, that looked really great. So and did you say you only had 7 people?
There were like 12 people in line, or no, I'd say about 15 people in line total, and I was 7th in line.
Okay,
and
I should point out
that was it.
So, At Toys R Us in Burbank, I think we ended up probably with about 100 before the line went in. And Jeffrey was there?
Yeah.
That wild
guys,
draw?
You guys were like 60th. And Golf Droid had to go complain to get Jeffrey to come back and hang out with the rest of the crowd. That is a fantastic episode. Fantastic episode.
Ah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. We had a bit of fun recording that one, and I desperately put it together this morning because I wanted to get some of that Force Friday heat with Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor. And Aaron, out of all the merch that got announced yesterday, which, man, that seems a long time ago, what's your pick of the litter?
I mean, it's really hard to say. I mean, for me personally, I've just been waiting for a Jedi Master Luke Black Series, like since The Force Awakens. So 2 years now, I've been waiting for that. And I mean, seeing the Luke and Rey Deluxe Black Series with their speeders, those are really, really cool looking. I can't justify them, but they are very cool looking. So I think those are. Those are up there for me. And I don't think the Snoke is actually out yet. I went to 2 different GameStops today, and neither of them had the Snoke on the throne. And I think I read somewhere that they were putting in pre-orders for him, so I think he may have gotten pushed back.
Okay. I heard a vague thing somewhere that... Is it just an online exclusive, or are they selling it in the stores?
I was assuming that they were going to sell it in stores because usually they do pre-orders because a lot of people do pre-orders for them, but usually you can find them in stores. I always find the exclusives in stores. I usually get lucky with all those, and I was hoping to find that one because that one looks pretty sweet.
Oh, that robe.
That is fantastic.
When's ThinkGeek announcing that robe? I want one. I want the gold robe.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful. I don't know if you've noticed this yet, Steel, but on the 6-inch Luke Black Series, the new one, he does have a hook for a lightsaber on his belt. So maybe that means nothing. Maybe that means later on there's a lightsaber involved. Who knows?
I haven't noticed, Aaron, because mine's still in, I haven't set mine up yet. It's still in its folded up little box.
Well, but, sure, if I'd gotten one of those, the nice, the exclusive one, that just looks too nice to open up. You got to get a regular one to open up.
Well, I'm hoping my opening up one will be a SH Figure Arts. And oh my God.
Oh, man.
Did they drop some heat? Have you seen these, Eric?
Oh, man, that looks amazing.
That Kylo looks awesome.
If you're not familiar, SH Figure Arts, they sort of do like the Japanese version of the 6-inch Black Series. They cost three times as much, and I would say they're three times better. I think it's like as far as detail and like the plastics they use. And the paint apps for sure. I was taken aback by the Ray. I thought the Ray one was just... I'm going to use the word stunning, guys. I'm going to go with stunning. I'm not sure how you guys feel about this, but I'm putting it out there. I found it stunning.
You know what, man? I think that's fair because when I first saw that, when I saw it on Amazon in the little preview picture, I'm like, why would they just use a shot of Daisy Ridley to sell the toy? That's crap. And then I realized that's the toy.
All right, so Emily Lind, who was just on the call in the chat room, has posted the Think Geek link and $39.95. So you're paying $20 for the throne. Is that right? Black Series figures are $20 in America?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually $18 to $19, depending off your Walmart, Target, whatever.
Okay. And it's coming early October 2017, limit two per customer.
Awesome.
So,
cool.
I'm not a Black Series opener, but I think I'm gonna get him out on his throne. No, he doesn't look very good in the box.
His throne looks way too cool to just keep in a box. That's something you have to open and display.
I have to say, the little Black Series, you know, the black and gray pictures, the portraits they have.
Yeah.
Like on the front of the box, doing Snoke no favors. He has never looked uglier. And they just got him from the worst angle. Oh, not good. Not good. Lift your chin up, Snoke. Be proud. Be proud. Aaron, I'm glad you had a good time out there. And I'll talk to you soon, my man.
Yeah, take it easy, guys. Eric, I love you, buddy.
Yes. Love you, man. Miss you.
I miss you, too. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night.
Thanks, Aaron.
Bye, guys.
No one misses me. I've got to podcast less. I've picked the wrong time to podcast for every day for a month. And thanks to Aaron for his Patreon support. Let's hope we get that new laptop. This cutting and pasting. Today was so slow, Eric. So slow. It was breaking my heart.
That's usually a sign of hard drive issues if everything is slowing down like that. And I know you like to keep your hard disk really full too. So that's not helping you out at all.
Well, they're just full. I've had it for years, this one. So it's time, I guess, the old boy. I think this is King Tom 614. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I am King Tom from Columbus, Ohio, snuggling with a giant pork.
Now, King Tom, I've got something to discuss with you. We'll get to your giant pork.
Okay.
On the Patreon page, we put out a call to get the fast pass, and everyone types in the first six digits of their telephone number. And
Did I do it wrong?
Yes. You've got the 614 right, and then it's just hijinks. You just picked any old number.
I might have done my home number, so I apologize for that, Steele.
Because I saw you in the chat room, and I'm like, why? King Tom calls in like every week, and this is the week he has to call in. He's got poor bragging rights, and he hasn't called in. All right.
It's my home number. At least I got that right. Okay.
All right. Run us through. What went down? Very exciting.
Yes. Originally, I was thinking of going sometime today or over the weekend, but I decided, what the hell, I'll just go to a Target midnight, you know, just caught up in everything.
No, no, I'm sick of this story already. I wasn't going to go. Just like, no. All right, keep going.
Okay. So I got there probably around 11:30. There were about 15 or 20 people ahead of me in line. And just from the chatter, most of them appeared to be people who just wanted to buy things to resell. I made a few Zuvio cracks, and, you know, people seemed to look at me like I was growing a second head. So I had a feeling this wasn't a huge fan crowd that I was dealing with. But eventually after me, there were some more people showed up. What?
I'm just laughing at, like, yeah, you know it's scalpers when your Zuvio cracks aren't going down.
Exactly. Yeah, someone asked me if I knew what the exclusive was over at Toys R Us, and I said, I think it's a giant Zuvio. And they just, like, blank stares.
Did you answer every question you were asked last night with the Zuvio answer?
No, but I should have. Yes, when they asked me my name for their Facebook post, I should have said my name is Constable Zuvio. That's what I should have done.
Yes. So, all right, run us through how this thing went down.
Okay, so they after me, a bunch of more people showed up, a few families, went in. We actually didn't get the tickets. Raffle. They were like just random regular carnival raffle tickets. Didn't get them until we were back in the Star Wars section. And by the time I got back there, pretty much all the Black Series stuff was off the shelves. So this is the type of crowd I was dealing with. I was there mostly for, you know, just to see what they had to get my kids some things for Christmas. Had to wait about 15 minutes or so. They probably did the raffle at about 12:20, 12:30. First number that was picked was someone else. And, the second number that was picked was me. They were only giving out two per store, and I couldn't believe it. You know, I'm very happy that at least one of them to a fan, and I'm even happier that that fan was me. But, you know, they asked if they could take a picture for their Facebook page. We did. I took a few pictures, tweeted it out. Someone asked me if it made noise. I took a little video of that, and it sounds like the noise that your guys' porridge make. And then, you know,
have you actually said what it is? Have you actually said what the thing is that you won?
Oh, it's a giant, like, 4 feet tall pork. And my wife just says it's bigger than that. That's not 6 feet. I couldn't fit. I had to, like, shove it into the back seat of my car. And I have a Hyundai Sonata. It's not anything small. I had to, like, violently push and thrust it into the back seat of my car.
Hey, the Hyundai, it's small on the outside, big on the inside. That's what I hear.
Yes. But yeah, it's, you know, I expected it because it was wrapped up in plastic. I thought it would be like something you get at a carnival for knocking down bottles or something with baseballs, but it's actually very nice. When I was checking out, I had one of the smaller porgs in my cart, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to need that small one. So I gave that back.
Very big of you, King Tom. Very big of you.
Well, you know, I was gonna get two, one for each of my kids, but by the time I got to the aisle there were only two left, and there was this little girl behind me who clearly wanted one, so I said, you can have this other one. So, and this was before I won the raffle. But yeah, like I said, shoved it in the car. I couldn't see it in my rear view mirror. Took it home, had a bit of a conversation with my wife. When I was coming home, I was thinking, oh, we're going to give it to the kids for Christmas, but she and I both decided it's way too cool for that. So, when I was getting them ready for school this morning, upstairs, getting them dressed, I said, I have a little something for you guys downstairs. And they came down, saw it, went crazy, and they're in love with it. Although I don't know, I don't really have a good permanent place for it because we kind of have a small house and this thing is huge, but the kids love it. I love it. My wife can tolerate it for now.
Now, I like when I started, the first one I saw was Hawes. His friend won one.
And yeah, so Jeremy Hawes, the Space Barbarian.
Yeah, Hawes is in his chair and he's hugging his pog in a car park, and he texted it to me, and because he's on East Coast time, so I don't have any knowledge of these giant porgs because I'm in California, and I'm going to Tony, I'm like, what is this? Like, has he photoshopped this? Why would he photo, like, what a weird thing to photoshop. And it, because the porg was so big, it looked like it, like my mind couldn't believe that it was real. So I was just like, oh, that's fake. And I just wrote back, ha, 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 why is this real? And it's true. But, so it's amazing. And then and Kyle Newman sent me a photo of one as well. He won one just around the corner from where I was. So, so are they for sale at all?
I don't know.
I've been searching high and low. I'm just going to be honest with you. I actually had King Tom send me a picture of the barcode and the like the item number for it so I could start looking for it. I found nothing.
Yeah, it has all of the, I wouldn't say not the wrapping, but like it has the tags and it has the, you know, push me or whatever, pinch me thing to make noise. It has all that stuff like it's a retail item, but there were none for sale yesterday.
Well, was the Porg Raffle pre-advertised? I'm annoyed I didn't know about the Porg Raffle.
Someone in the line behind me had mentioned it. They said, oh, I hear they're giving away, they're raffling off one giant Porg per store. So someone knew about it beforehand. But yeah, I don't remember. The only place I knew that had an exclusive was Toys R Us that had the AT-AT poster, which was pretty cool. And there was a Toys R Us a few miles away that I was thinking of going to, but I'm glad I stuck with the Target.
Yeah, I wonder why. Because this is what gets this whole thing. It's just like, if you... it's like, do they not want to make money? Like, if you're giving away a giant porg, say, like, get the word out. Hey, if you come to Target, you go into a raffle to win a giant porg. And one out of one people that I have thought about this with, namely me, would have gone to Target over Toys R Us to hopefully win a giant porg. Because I'd love a giant porg. Now, the fact that it talks annoys me. That makes it too good.
Really?
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, you didn't need to do that, free giant porg. You could have just sat there in silence, and I'd be jealous of every person I know that apparently has won one. But no, you had to open your little sad face and start clapping out your little porg noises like this.
Were you surprised at how heavy it is?
I'm sorry, someone's talking to me right now.
Were you surprised at how heavy it is?
Yes. Yeah, it's like when they first kind of handed me the bag, I tried to one arm it. Yeah, I have one arm on my shopping cart, and I'm trying to like pick up this pork, and I'm like, oh, it's a bit heavier than it looks.
Well, King Tom, I admire you for your winning. I'm just reading in the chat room that Emily was saying that she was super careful about annoying the porg sound, and I ruined it for her. So,
sorry, Emily.
No, I don't even know. I'm sure Emily said that she watched my video on Instagram. Yeah, I think Emily's.
I'm gonna say that.
Yeah. Let's just chill out with pointing the Jason Ward finger at me.
Oh, she says, no, I meant you ruined it earlier today.
No, okay. Sorry, I shouldn't argue with someone in a chat room while I'm watching it. But listen, in Gonkin Steel's trash compactor in the episode, I do state mid-episode, I have not heard a Porg, and I'm saving it to hear the Porg talk on the podcast. So I had gone Porgless, Porg soundless. I'd had my Porg plugs in, my Porg ear plugs, and I was saving it. So I sizzled in the podcast that there would be Porg noises if it was successful. You knew I got the Porg. You knew my plans. Sorry, Emily Lind, you do not have a leg or a Porg to stand on.
That's what they call due diligence.
King Tom, congratulations, man. I kind of hate your guts, but whatever.
Hey, you know what? Next time you're in Columbus, you can come and hang out with me in the Porg.
Oh, very, very benevolent, King Tom. Very benevolent. Appreciate that. Didn't even have a chance. Didn't have a chance. Congratulations. And I have to say just one thing, just to rain on your parade. Do you know how magical your kids now think you are? That you somehow conjured up this 4-foot Porg? That's a lot of pressure for the rest of your life, buddy. So enjoy that.
It is.
Enjoy that.
It's going to be a nightmare to try and live up to this morning.
It's all downhill from here. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, Tom. So what we're going to do now, as we've clocked over the hour mark, I always try to keep it 45 minutes, but it never works. If you're listening live, continue listening live as the broadcast and the calls will continue. If you're listening on demand or iTunes or that sort of place, this is the podcast is about to wrap up. But if you're a Patreon, we will continue for, we've got another bunch of calls. I think we've got another Porg winner on the line. We've got Robbo on the line. And Eric,
while we're
sizzling the Patreon, you listened through to these episodes before they go up. What did you make of Robbo versus Brian Young on last week's Patreon bonus section?
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't prepared for it when it came up, but it was one of the best things I've ever heard. And just the guts for Robbo to call in and demand that here's what we're going to do. A plus.
Robbo, easily the most opinionated caller, very highly Star Wars educated, made us do some sort of weird improv role-playing game to prove his point. And I didn't know if I was in breaking the fourth wall or getting squashed by the second wall, but my high school drama classes did not prepare me for that. And that's the sort of hot content you get in the Patreon bonus portion of the call-in show. I implore you, if you enjoy the Steel Wars podcast year round and you've got $3 to spare, sign up this month because you're going to get 30. September got 31 days or 30 days, Eric?
30.
Oh, well, you're getting robbed of one piece of content. But you can go back in time and there's like almost 300 audio shows there waiting for you, and that will help fund a new MacBook so I can keep editing this podcast. And I'm told it will also make the Skype, or like the Skype interviews better, because Skype works better when you've got a better hard drive. That's what I'm told. But Eric, let's talk about you. You host a great, relatively new podcast. I think it might be up to 22, 23, The Bad Motivators. Tell us about that and where listeners can find out about that show.
I think we're like episode 28, right in there. It's me and my two pals, Luke Cruiser and Dallas Wood. We're three dudes who dig Star Wars. We kind of have a unique perspective. We've all, you know, are quasi adults and we have kids, and we just talk about how it fits in our lives and our weekly foibles of of trying to score cool toys and pretend like they're for our kids when we know they're for us. And our really weird analyzations of just whatever's hot in Star Wars that day. And when there's not something, man, we'll pick something and pick it apart.
Yeah, it's super fun. Oh, so was I on the 25th episode?
Yes.
Okay, that's where I was confused. In my head just then, I thought I was on the 20th. And I was like, well, that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I had the weeks ago right. I just had the podcast. I knew it was like a mini anniversary number. So 25.
Yeah. So, yeah, 25. And it is our most popular episode. So we can't thank you enough.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. It was so much fun to do it. And I love listening to it every week. So thank you. So for Patreon listeners and those listening live, let's go to the bonus section. If you're listening on demand in iTunes, thanks so much. If you're free, call in next week and let's talk Star Wars. On Tuesday, we've got Amy Ratcliffe on. We did that today, and that was an awesome episode. And may that force be with you. Alrighty, we are in the bonus section. We have got 636. I believe this is Lucas. Am I correct?
That is correct. How are you guys doing?
You. I was good, but I've just realized I know you're calling in. You're a friend of Eric's, and you're calling in with another Porg winning story. And like I was like, oh yeah, let's go to Lucas because he's got the Porg story. And then as I heard your voice, I was immediately just like, I hate this dude and his giant Porg.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.